Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Keshavananda Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 24th chapter, 10th verse, and also glories of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for joining and giving your assertion. Please take over the call Prabhu.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. So Mataji, am I clear? My voice is clear?
Yes, your voice is clear, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, fine. Hare Krishna. So, I think I was supposed to speak on Bhagavatam and Vishwanatha Thakur glories, but I don't think so that's a good idea because I think even if I speak on one topic, that takes a lot of time, and I think I'll choose to speak on Vishwanatha Thakur because it's his, I think it's his what, appearance day? Yeah, I think appearance day. So Mataji, there's a lot of disturbance. I don't know. I can't speak. Somebody.
I'll take.
Yeah, there is some problem. Now I think it's okay. So, the whole idea is, so I think I'll speak on Vishwanatha Thakur. Now who was Vishwanatha Thakur? You all know, at least broadly everybody knows him. But before I speak on his life and his pastimes and his teachings, let me just offer some of your obeisances and Mangalacharya. Ya Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshumilitam Yena Tasmaya Shri Guru Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gurvani Prachar Nirvisheshunyavadi Paschatishthaya. Hare Krishna. So Mataji, can you hear me? Am I on the call?
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear
you.
So
who was Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur? Let's talk about him. We are so fortunate to talk about him. And he appeared on Basant Panchami, which is, I think America is Monday behind. Yeah, today. I think today will be your Basant Panchami. Ours is tomorrow. But whatever it is, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he appeared in Bengal. In a very difficult time, by the way. Most of these acharyas, when they appear at a time when they are most required. Because acharyas means people who come from spiritual world to material world. People like us, we go from material world to spiritual world. They descend and we ascend. So Krishna sends them. In fact, it is said Vishwanath was like Rupa Goswami. People considered him because he actually saved the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. How did he do that? And why did he do that? Because the whole problem at that time, there were many problems going in Gaudiya Vaishnava Samaj. Now, one of the problems which was happening is that Jiva Goswami, he actually promoted Sakya Bhav. Now, Sakya Bhav means Radha and Krishna married. He promoted that. In fact, some scholars say that Jiva Goswami deviated from the teachings of Rupa Goswami. That's opinion of scholars, by the way. And we know that he promoted Sakya Bhav. In Gopal Champu, there is a, he's promoting Sakya Bhav, that Radha Krishna ended up marrying. And in many books he did that, but the whole point was that there was a reason for him doing that. Although our Gaudiya Vaishnavas never believed in Sakya Bhav, Radha Krishna married, doing worship of Radha Krishna as married couple. That's a trend of Nimbark Sampradaya. Their whole worship of Radha Krishna is Sukhiya Bhav. But our trend, Gaudiya Vaishnava trend, is we worship Radha Krishna in actually Parakiya Bhav. So we discuss in Parakiya Bhav. Parakiya Bhav means when Radha Krishna are actually not married. That's how it goes. We worship Radha Krishna not as a couple, but as a boyfriend and a girlfriend. That's our mood. Now that is called Parakiya. So actually, if you see a Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, in a Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we call Radha Krishna as Rai and Kanu. Or we are Rai and Kanu. Although Nimbark Sampradaya calls Radha Krishna Shyam and Shama, that they are married, we call as Rai and Kanu. Rai means who is dear, and Kanu is a pet name of Krishna. So, or like Narottam Das Thakur says, so Narottam Das Thakur calls Radha Krishna as actually Ranga. So one of the songs Narottam Das Thakur says Ranga Pai. So Ranga means Radha and Krishna. Ranga is in Bengali. So in Bengali, this word Ranga gives a sense of beloved, of a lover and a beloved. The whole point is our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition is always bent towards Parakiya Bhav, Rupa Goswami's works and Raghunath Das Goswami's works, Chaitanya Charitamrita equally. It's bent, but Jiva Goswami, he went into Swakiya Bhav. Why? Because many people were actually misinterpreting Parakiya Bhav. In the name of Parakiya Bhav, they were doing absurd things. There were so many apasampradayas. And they were imitating Parakiya Bhav. And it became really a mess. So Jiva Goswami said, well, it's really offensive. People were becoming offensive. So he said, well, just like Rukmani Krishna, just like Sita Ram, just like Lakshmi Narayan, and Radha Krishna were also married. So that created a problem because the followers of Jiva Goswami, many of them, they started their own trend of Parakiya Bhav. In fact, a whole trend of Swakiya Bhav. So there were two people. One was son of Advaita Acharya, whose name was Balram Acharya. He was one of the person who actually advocated Swakiya Bhav, which Jiva Goswami promoted. He was the main proponent. And the other was Rup Kaviraj, who was one of the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. So both of them came up with a useless philosophy, and they promoted many other wrong concepts. In fact, Rup Kaviraj later started one of the upper sampradaya, which was called as Atibadi. He was the main proponent of that. In fact, Srinivas Thakur's daughter, Hemlata Thakurani, she expelled Rup Kaviraj. And it is said she actually broke his neck beads and expelled him from the Gaudiya Vaishnava community because of his nonsense ideas. So that is what about Jiva Goswami Swakiya Bhav. So, but of course he was expelled, but at the same time he was doing preaching in Odisha, Bengal. It became a havoc. So that was one thing. Gaudiya Vaishnavism was undergoing a great turmoil of Apasiddhanta. And another thing was all these Goswamis, they wrote in Sanskrit, by the way. So people didn't have really access to their books because their books were in Sanskrit, and laymen, they're Bengalis. Even in Vrindavan, nobody knew Sanskrit. Vrindavan, they actually were mostly inclined towards Vraj Bhasha. In fact, that's why even today in Vrindavan, Vallabhacharya's disciples, Surdas, Kumbandas, these eight jewels of Vallabh Sampradaya, they compose songs in Vraj Bhasha, and that's very famous. In fact, Nimbark Sampradaya's Sampradayacharya, what's his name, Hari Rai Ji, he also composed his books in almost in Vraj Bhasha dialogue, almost in that. Of course, it was more of Rajasthani, but it was a very colloquial thing which actually people could understand, a layman could understand. But Goswami's books were in Sanskrit, they couldn't understand anything. Vrindavan, even Bengalis could understand. So, and that's why there were so many upper Siddhantas in Bengal, and they were thinking, this is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So that was another big problem at that time when Vishwan Chakri Thakur was born, just before that. Narottam Das Thakur, he left this world, and Srinivasacharya, these great stalwart devotees, Shyamanand Pandit, they left this world, and there was nobody then to guide. This was third problem. Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Gaudiya Vaishnava community were facing a big crisis of leadership at that time. And the fourth problem was, at that time, it was around 1670s when Vishwanath Chakri Thakur appeared. At that time, Aurangzeb, he was attacking in Vrindavan, and he was actually demolishing temples. And the deities had to be transferred to Jaipur, many of the deities of Vrindavan. And it was not just a spiritual turmoil, but it was a political and social turmoil. It was chaos all around. At this time, Vishwanath Chakri Thakur, he appeared. And he revived Gaudiya Vaishnavism. He not only managed Gaudiya Vaishnava community politically, socially, he brought everybody together. He wrote books in Bengali. He made the books of Goswami accessible to layman people. And not just in Bengali. It was not just language. It was a concept which he simplified. Now, he wrote in such a lucid style that people were simply amazed that this philosophy could be explained in such a simple manner. And he not only and he completely refuted Swakiya Bhav and again established Parakiya Bhav, the right Siddhanta of our Sampradaya. And of course, he also refuted many upper Siddhantas, which were there due to so many upper Sampradayas. He composed many books refuting upper Siddhantas. In fact, to refute Dhruv Kaviraj, he wrote a book, Rag Vartamana Chandrika, and he completely demolished the philosophy of Dhruv Kaviraj, this Atibadis. So that was Vishwanath Chakri Thakur, that was his role. And besides that, Vishwanath Chakri Thakur, he was the topmost Rasik. After Rupa Goswami, somebody is called as Rasik, that's Vishwanath Chakri Thakur. He wrote Rasik commentaries. He brought the rasa, the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam and the essence of the books of the Goswamis, the rasa daya, the nectar of the books. He revealed to this world in a very simple and a very lucid and in a very rhetorical way. He was an expert poet, by the way, expert grammarist, Sanskrit grammarist, and he had a talent of expressing things beautifully, of course, by the mercy of Lord Krishna. So this was a time when Vishwanath Chakri Thakur appeared, and he appeared in the village Devgram. Some of my friends, we went to Godmandal and we went to his village, it's basically a very long walk because from Mayapur you have to take a train towards Katwa, and in between there is a station called as Akai Hat, and you actually get down at Akai Hat and then you cross the Ganges by boat and then you walk down basically 2-3 kilometers, and then you go, you reach this village Devagram. This is almost like the village of Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya's village is also like this. You have to approach like this. It's a very long way. Srinivasacharya's village, Srinivasacharya was born in the village known so named as Chakhandi. But Vishwachakri Thakur is born in Devagram. So we have visited these places and beautiful places. But of course, Vishwachakri Thakur from beginning, from childhood, he was a very scholarly boy. He could grasp things. Very devoted. He, in Bengal, from Devagram, he actually shifted. So when he became young, his parents married him to a beautiful woman because they were worried he'd take sannyas because of his devotional temperament. But of course, it is said that married, so in previous days, when you're young, you're married, the age is not 24, 25, the age is like 16, 17, and the girl is like 13, 14, and that time they were married. So when he little, so when he got little young, anyway, he took initiation from Radha Raman Chakravarti, his guru, Radha Raman Chakravarti. And who was this person, Radha Raman Chakravarti? By the way, Narottam Das Thakur, he had a disciple, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. He's a very famous disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. The foremost disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's disciple was Krishna Chandra Chakravarti. And Krishna Chandra Chakravarti's disciple and son, he was his disciple, and also he was his son and became his disciple, who was Radha Raman Chakravarti. And his disciple was Vishwachakri Thakur. Of course, Vishwachakri Thakur, so he heard about Lord Chaitanya a lot from Radha Raman Chakravarti. Especially he heard about songs of Narottam Das Thakur, which were in simple Bengali dialect. And he actually imbibed this spirit of actually transliterating Goswami's literatures in Bengali. Putting it in simple manner, Narottam Das Thakur started this trend by writing his book Prarthana and also Prem Bhakti Chandrika. It was Narottam Das Thakur who first foresaw this problem that common man cannot understand Sanskrit, so these books are inaccessible. So he actually made it into Bengali, especially songs, he did that. So Vishwachakri Thakur, he took initiation. But the whole point is, he was married. So when he took initiation, so when he became adult, the wife also like became 16, 17. So she came to the house of Vishwachakri Thakur, and Vishwachakri Thakur said, "Now what to do?" So in the night, on the first night with his wife, he sat and he told her that, "Okay, let's hear Srimad Bhagavatam." So he was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and suddenly morning came. He was speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking. He was so absorbed. She slept. And the morning came and there was conchal. And he went for Mangalarti. That's all. It was done. The next day, same thing happened. Third day. So his wife was really, what can we say? She was messed up. She complained to her father. Her father went to his guru. And so her father approached Ramchandra Chakravarti, and Ramchandra Chakravarti said, "Well, you know what, you're married, you know, so you should be with your wife." So he said, "Well, I tried that, but the whole point is, I go to her in the night, but we start reading Bhagavatam. And then I keep on reading Bhagavatam. I can't even stop. I don't know what's happening. The time passes by. So what to do? I can't really be with my wife in the night. So it's not in my hands. So Ramchandra Chakravarti said, okay, fine. So do one thing. That's my advice. Take sannyas and go to Vrindavan. That's what is guru. You can understand that. That this person is not fit for household. I mean to say, he's beyond that. So Vishwanath, he took sannyas, he was happy, and he went to Vrindavan. That's it. And his wife was weeping. That's all. That's how it goes. So, that's really interesting, at least for brahmacharis like us. But Vishwanath, he went, and he went to Vrindavan, and there he studied Sanskrit, he studied Goswami literatures very carefully, was deeply absorbed. And then he, after studying, he came back to Bengal to preach. And he came back to actually Sai Babad. In Vrindavan, he was staying at Radhakund. At Radhakund, he established Madan Mohan deities. Of course, so in Vrindavan, he refuted a few of these pastimes. In Vrindavan, he refuted the whole philosophy of Rup Kapil Raj, which was very prevalent. He and Hemlata Thakurani, Srinivas Acharya's daughter, they were the main leaders of Gaudiya Vaishnava Society at that time. So and of course later his of course later Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he came. Baldev Vidya Bhushan came and he became disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And both of them became prominent leaders, as I told you. They took charge of everything. In fact, it was said in Vrindavan that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was like Rupa Goswami, and Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he was like Jiva Goswami. They both reincarnated again. It was said like that. Rupa and Jiva, they came back again. So Vishwanath Thakur, of course, he was he played very important role when there was this whole facade of Jaipur. But before that, when he used to write books, when he used to write commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam is named as Sararth. Susarath Darshini, I think, or Sararth Darshini. So that commentary he was writing, and when he used to write that commentary, he was so absorbed in that when it used to rain, the rain used to fall in front of him, back of him, on the two sides, but not on him. That was the potency of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That means he was not writing, Krishna was writing through him. That was his power and its authenticity of commentaries, by the way. Anybody who has read the commentaries of Srimad Vishwanath Thakur, they know that they are unique and unparalleled. Actually, why they are unparalleled? Because he's reading in the mind of Radha and Krishna, in the mind of devotees. So if you read commentary on Gita also, Arjuna, he is actually going in the mind of Arjuna, and he's commenting, okay, Arjuna is thinking like that, Krishna is thinking like that. He has put everything in a dialogue, as if he is scanning their minds, and he is reading in between the lines. That's the beauty of his commentaries. So that's one thing which happened in Vrindavan. The other thing which happened in Vrindavan was that this Vishwanath Thakur, he was in Radhakund. He was actually based in Radhakund. So there, once he got very confused because when he was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's books, he read that Krishna's face is 24 and a half syllables. That Kam Gayatri, not Krishna's face, sorry, that Krishna's form is made of 24 and a half syllables because Krishna's form is Kam Gayatri Mantra. Kam Gayatri Mantra is Krishna's form, by the way. So Kam Gayatri Mantra has 24 and a half syllables, but he couldn't count the half syllable. When he was counting, it was just 24 syllables. So he said, well, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is wrong, but then how can Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami be wrong? Because he's an eternally liberated soul. He couldn't solve the problem. When he was Radhakund, he thought that I'll do suicide. When the night he was so tense, he searched all his books and he couldn't find a solution. He thought that there's some wrong in Chaitanya Charitamrita, wanted to do suicide. But in the night, Radharani came in the dream and she said, she actually addressed Vishwanatha Chakri Thakur as Hari Vallabh. She said, Hari Vallabh, you please don't be disappointed. Because Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is my pet devotee, is my associate. Whatever he writes, I have revealed to him and he cannot be wrong. So please refer to a grammar book. So she mentioned some name of the grammar book. It was very rare. She said, you look on that and there in this sutra you will find that actually this Kama Gayatri is 24 and a half syllables. The system of counting is different in that book. So in that Sanskrit book it was written, if a consonant is followed by a vowel, then that consonant becomes half. There's a rule in Sanskrit, some rule. And the mystery was solved. Okay, that's 24 and a half syllables, that's good. He was so happy to solve this problem, but more than that, he was very happy that he got darshan of Radharani. And Radharani addressed him as Hari Vallabh. As Hari Vallabh, who is very dear to Hari. So you could understand that actually Radharani has accepted him. The whole point is, we get mercy of Radharani. We can find Radha in service to Krishna. When we're serving Krishna, in that service we will find Radha. It was almost same with Baldev Vibhushan. It happened the same thing with Baldev Vibhushan. Baldev Vibhushan also, he went to Jaipur. So I was talking this whole facade of Jaipur. In Jaipur, what happened was, in Jaipur, this king Jai Singh, he was having a big problem because I told you that that Aurangzeb was attacking. Vrindavan and these deities. So Radha Govind deities, they were actually transferred to Jaipur in the custody of Jai Singh. But there, in Jaipur there is a place Kalta. There is a place known as Kalta near Jaipur. So that is the seat of Ramanandis. Ramanandis means who were followers of Ramanuja, Sri Sampradaya. And they said, well, Radha Krishna, what says they are worshipping Radha Krishna? Because Radha is, according to these people, Radha is not the wife of Krishna, so he should not be married. So they should not be worshipped. Radha should be separate, Krishna should be separate. Only Rukmani Krishna should be worshipped. So there was this whole problem. Vishwanath sent Baldev to Jaipur to sort this problem out. Baldev went there, he debated and he defeated them completely. And he wrote commentaries on Prasthantray. Prasthantray means Gita, Vedanta Sutra and Upanishads. These three.
Hare Krishna, we cannot hear.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you there? I don't know what happened, Mataji.
Mataji, can you call him? Because he must be talking, thinking that he is on the line.
Yeah. So, do you have his number, Mataji?
No, I have.
I will send him.
Okay, let me check.
So Hare Krishna, so are devotees on the call?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhu, you were not audible last, I think, one or two minutes.
Oh, so where did I end? Like, so what was it? What was
Prasthantra.
Okay, Prasthantra, okay, fine. So yeah, so Baldev Vidya Bhushan had to write commentary on Prasthantra because any sampradaya which has to be authorized, they have to write this commentary on Prasthantra. Now, what is this Prasthantra? Shankaracharya, he came up with a system of Prasthantra. Itray means three. Anybody who wants to call himself as authentic, they have to write commentaries on these three books: Vedanta Sutra, Upanishads, and Gita. Otherwise, they will not be accepted as authentic sampradaya. So Ramanuja did that, Madhva did that. So they were saying, well, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, if you think your Gaudiya Vaishnavas and if you think your Siddhanta is all right, you write commentary on Prasthanta. Baldev said, well, we are already coming in the sampradaya, Madhva sampradaya. So why do we want to write commentaries? They said, well, you're coming in Madhva sampradaya, but your Siddhanta is very different from Madhva sampradaya. So Madhva sampradaya doesn't accept Radharani and you accept. That's clear. They don't worship Radha. They worship Rukmani Krishna. But you do. So if you claim yourself Madhva Sampradaya, so we can see some connection. But still you are different. So you have to write commentary. So Baldev said, well, there is no need to write commentaries because Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra and Upanishads and Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam is natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Srimad Bhagavatam is an explanation of Bhagavad Gita, is a PhD explanation of Bhagavad Gita. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a essence of Upanishads. So why do you write commentary? Mahaprabhu said that. So they said, well, whatever Mahaprabhu said, we need commentaries. Otherwise, Radha and Krishna will be separated. So Baldev, but he wrote. Now, you can imagine, 7 days he wrote commentaries on all these, it is said. 7 days or a month or whatever. But still, it's impossible to do such a feat. But by the mercy of Govinda, he did. But what happened was, you see the point, Baldev Vidya Bhushan got darshan of Krishna. Baldev Vidya Bhushan got darshan of Krishna while he was serving Krishna. You see the point, he got darshan of Radha Govinda in service. So that's why it is said, you can see God in service. That's the whole point there. Vishwanath Thakur saw Radharani when he was so anxious about doing some service. Baldev saw Radha Krishna. Baldev saw Krishna when he was anxious. So this whole point of anxiety in service, that leads to the darshan of Krishna. That leads to the vision of God. That's what this happened with Baldev Vishnu. Vishwanath Thakur, it happened the same thing. So Vishwanath, he got darshan, but and this after this whole facade of Jaipur, so Baldev Vidya Bhushan won everything. He came back, Baldev Vidya Bhushan, on the orders of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also wrote many commentaries. Many of the commentaries of Baldev Vidya Bhushan are lost on Upanishads, by the way. But many others are available, Baldev Vidya Bhushan commentaries. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he was Vishwanath Thakur, when he writes his poems, many of his poems he signs as Hari Vallabha, because Radharani called him as Hari Vallabha, and he thought that that spiritually, although Diksha Guru was Ramchandra Chakravarti, but spiritually he thought that Radha has initiated him, calling him as Hari Vallabha. Just like Radha, although it's almost like Shyamanand Pandit, he was initiated by Jiva Goswami. So Shyamanand Pandit, he was actually initiated by Gauridas Thakur's, so Gauridas Pandit's disciple Hriday Chaitanya Das. But at the same time, he got darshan of Radha, and Radha actually re-initiated him by giving him a different time, got a kind of tilak. He was actually reinitiated spiritually. So similarly, Vishwanath, he was reinitiated. It is said, people considered, and that's why many of his poems he signed as Hari Vallabha. And besides that, there was a trend of signing not your original name, because Nariya Chakravarti Thakur, many times he signs himself as Ghanshyam. Narari Chakravarti Thakur. This is not Nariya Sarkar Thakur, this is Nariya Chakravarti Thakur. Nariya Chakravarti Thakur, he wrote a book, Bhakti Ratnakar. Nariya Chakravarti Thakur's father, he was a disciple of Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur. So there seemed to be a trend of actually signing the poems with different name. So this is about some of the pastimes of Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur. Now, what happened is, Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur wrote actually many books, by the way. Actually, Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur did many other things. Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur also brought the glory of Vrindavan back, by the way. Because Aurangzeb was bent upon demolishing Vrindavan. He was actually bent upon demolishing Vrindavan. Hit the Vrindavan's temple and all these things, but Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur, he brought the glory back. How did he do that? He installed deities of Gokulanand in Radhakund, and by his initiative, he started some math in Vrindavan, just like he started Sri Vardhan math and some new maths there he established. Temples, by the way, of Goswami temple, of Gaudiya Vaishnava temples. And also, as I told, he wrote Lucid commentaries in Bengali, and of course in simple Sanskrit also, which actually enabled devotees to understand, and also non-devotees to access the works of Goswami. He also wrote a small book on Sanskrit so that people can learn Sanskrit. So just like Jiva Goswami wrote Harinamrit Vyakaran, he also wrote small book on Sanskrit. His name is placed along with Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, and Vishwanath Thakur, who actually preached Madhurya Bhav in Rag Marg. These people, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das, Narottam Das Thakur, they were preaching Madhurya Bhav in Rag Marg. Predominantly, other acharyas, they were actually preaching at the level of Sambandha, but these people were preaching at the level of Prayojan and Abhidhai, and one of the names is Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur. There, Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur opened a Sanskrit school in Bengal. So when he was in Bengal, he opened a Sanskrit toll. In Bengal is a place called Saibabad. From Devgram, he was born in Devgram, and he actually shifted to Saibabad. And he wrote a simplified commentary on Kavi Karan Phundar's book Alankar Kostu, by the way, which was called as Subodhini. And through that book, you can learn Sanskrit. By the way, he made that book so that it is a commentary on Alankar Kostu. It is devotional. At the same time, you can understand Sanskrit. Now, he was one of the acharyas along with Bhaktivinod Thakur, who wrote many, many, many books. He was one of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinod Thakur wrote more than 200 books, by the way. And he also wrote, I mean to say, he wrote
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah. I just pressed by chance on hold button. Yeah. Yeah. So now you can hear me. Okay. Yeah. So I was saying he wrote many commentaries. he wrote many commentaries. For example, he wrote commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, which was named as Sararthi Darshini, which is also available in English in ISKCON. He wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Sararth Varshini Tika. He wrote commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the way, which was a first commentary in Sanskrit on a Bengali book, by the way. That's very interesting. although he was translating Sanskrit into Bengali, but he also thought to write a Sanskrit commentary on a Bengali book on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why? Because people were thinking that Gaudiya Vaishnavas are simply Bengali people, and the whole respect of the sampradaya was going down. But this was not the main point. The main point was many upper sampradayas were also reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and these people were giving their own useless, stupid ideas, and people were accepting it. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur thought that if I write a Sanskrit commentary on a Bengali book, then obviously Sanskrit is supposed to be an elite and scholarly language, and people will take this commentary very seriously. And in that commentary, he wrote proper Siddhantas. So he defeated upper Siddhantas by writing a Sanskrit commentary on a Bengali book. This was a reverse thing, but he did that because it was needed. He also wrote a commentary on Brahma Samhita. He wrote a commentary on Ujjamal Leelamani of Rupa Goswami, which was known as Anand Chandrika. He wrote a commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, which was known as Bhakti Sarp Darshini. And then of course, he wrote a commentary on Narottam Das Thakur's Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Anand Mindavan Champu Kavigan Pundas, he wrote a commentary, I told you, which was known as Sukhvartini. And then he wrote commentaries on Rupa Goswami books. Like that, he wrote on Rupa Goswami's books like Dan Kali Kamadi, Hamsadut, Nidak Mada, Lalit Mada. He wrote commentaries on that. So these were basically commentaries. And then the other part of his books, other section of his books were some abridged books, small booklets. Now he wrote three small booklets. It is said in Bengali that Kiran Bindu Kana Prem Paiva Dui Pana. It is said that you can buy love in two pana. Two pana means two paisa or two pence. That's it. Why? Because if you take these two pence in the market, you can buy these three books in two pence. Kiran, Bindu and Kana. What are these? Kiran is Ujjamal Leelamani Kiran, an abridged book, a summary of Ujjamal Leelamani. And Bindu is Bhaktivinoda Sindhu Bindu, which is a abridged version of Bhaktivinoda Sindhu. And Karna is Bhagavat Amrit Karna, which is a abridged version of Laghu Bhagavat Amrit of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami wrote these three books, Ujjamal Leelamani, Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, and Laghu Bhagavat Amrit. So he wrote an abridged version. These are not commentaries, but abridged versions. So on Ujjamal Leelamani, he wrote Ujjamal Leelamani Kiran. On Bhaktivinoda Samrita Sindhu, he wrote Bhaktivinoda Sindhu Bindu. And on Laghu Bhagavat Amrit, he wrote Bhagavat Amrit Kana. And that's why it becomes Kiran, Bindu and Kana. That's all. So Kiran, Bindu and Kana. Prem Paive Du Pana, it is said. So these are abridged versions. These are very beautiful books if you read them. Very summary, he has captured the whole essence of these books. And then he wrote many of his original books, his own compositions, like Krishna Bhavanamrit, very famous book of his. Srila Prabhupada mentions this Krishna Bhavanamrit. Prabhupada says, anybody who reads this Krishna Bhavanamrit, he'll become completely Krishna conscious. Of course, at our stage, we can't read this book because this book describes Ashtakali Leela, the eightfold pastimes of Radha Krishna, which Bhakti Santa said, until unless you are actually almost liberated, you are not supposed to read it. He also wrote Ragvartma Chandrika, very beautiful book, Madhurya Kadamni, Aishwarya Kadamni, Then he wrote, what's that? Prem Sampot, Sankalp Karpadruma, Brajraj Chintamani, Surat Katha Amrit, Astava Amrit Lahari, very famous book he wrote. So all these his original books. And then he wrote many poems and hymns. Like Padavali, he wrote many songs, like Krishna Geet Chintamani or Kshana Chintamani, where there are many songs. In fact, our Samsara Dhava is from this book, Krishna Geet Chintamani. So Samsara Dhava is from this book, Stava Amrit Lahari. This is also songs. These are his 28 poems. Prabhupada borrows his Samsara Dhava from that book. And then he wrote Radha Krishna Kalpavali. And there are books like this. He wrote many songs. So like that. So he was a scholar of par excellence. There's no doubt about it. He had two brothers, Rambhadra and Raghunath Chakrabarti, but we don't know about them, what was their devotional standard and what they were doing after that. But he had two brothers, and his father's name was, let's see, I forgot, yeah, so let me just, yeah. So his father's name was, I don't think so it's mentioned anywhere. Because probably his father and mother were not those that exemplary devotees. It's not really mentioned much. But he was, Anyway, so that's about Vishwamitra Thakur. The main essence I have told you, and we can actually pray to him. We can read his books if you get time. We can read these books, and in fact, Srila Prabhupada, he actually, when he was writing his commentaries, he wrote many points. He took many points from Vishwanathakura Thakur. Many points he didn't mention also of Vishwanathakura Thakur, because they were very rasic, and Prabhupada didn't think that these points should be circulated in public at the present age. So if you want, you can read these commentaries on Bhagavatam and Gita, which are translated in English. But Prabhupada captures the essence of Vishwanathakura Thakur's books and Valdevati Abhushan Thakur's books. That's very important there. I think I'll stop here. That's about Vishwanathakura Thakur. Vishwanathakura Thakur ki jai. If anybody wants to ask anything, you can ask me. Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the beautiful class. Is there anybody having any question for Prabhuji? Please ask.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yeah, several questions.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, where to start? Listen, do you remember at one point you said something like, you were making some correlation between, I think, maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami, and maybe Raghunath Das Goswami. You were correlating to somebody else. Something like that. Do you remember that part of your talk?
I don't know. I basically said Vishwanath Thakur is called Rupa Goswami, and Baldev is called Jiva Goswami. The next.
Yeah, that was it. So you said... So Vishwanath Chakravarti, he is called what? No.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. People, Gaudiya Vaishnav Samaj, considered Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as an reincarnation of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami.
But some people consider him like that.
Yeah, and Baldev Vidya Bhushan as a reincarnation of Jiva Goswami. They thought like that.
Oh, why is that?
Because the work they were doing, because how they were managing Audio Vaishnava Samaj and they were leading, it was almost like Rupa and Jiva, what they were doing when they were together in Vrindavan. So they remembered both of them when they saw them.
Oh, okay. Okay, another question is, you know, unless a sampradaya writes commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, Upanishads, and Gita, they're not considered, what, an authentic sampradaya? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay, and those three works, I couldn't get the name properly. Is Prasthan? How do you say it?
Yeah,
how do you spell the word?
Yeah, Prasthantraya.
Prasthantraya. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, also, you know, when Vishwanath was trying to figure out this half-syllable problem, you know, and Radharani came and told him to look into this other work, how did he come to recognize her as Radharani?
What, sir? Can you repeat?
Yes. Remember when Vishwanath was so puzzled about this half syllable, right, of the Gayatri? And Radharani came, right? I think it was Radharani who came and told him to check out this other work, and that will solve his problem. So when she came, you know, and told him to do that, how did he recognize her as Radharani?
Come on, when you it's in spiritual world, you don't have to introduce yourself. When they introduce their whole, when she appeared, then he could understand intuitionally that this is Radha.
You know, I ask the course, you know, there are so many other stories where, you know, let's say, one story that comes to mind is Bilvamangala Thakur. You know, I think there's a story where Krishna came to him and he didn't recognize him as Krishna.
There are
other stories too where Radharani has appeared to, I forget which one of the Goswamis. You know, I think it was concerning the, and she wasn't immediately recognized as Radharani. So there are stories
So that's why if she wants herself to be known, the person will know. If she doesn't want, then they will not know. It's up to them, you know. So intuitionally they convey that this is me. So they can reveal themselves like that, their entity.
I know you mentioned who Vishwanath's guru was. Can you repeat who his guru was?
His guru was Radha Raman Chakravarti.
Okay, one last thing. Is you mentioned, I think it was Srinivasacharya's daughter.
Yeah.
What was her name? Did you mention her name?
Oh yeah. So her name was her name was Hemlata Thakurani.
Oh, can you say that slowly?
Hemlata. Hemlata Thakurani.
Hemlata or Latata?
No, no. Hem Lata, Lata. L-A-T-A, Lata.
Oh, okay. Thakur Rani. And so you said that she was known as like a leader among the Gaudiya Vaishnavas?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, in other words, like, what was she, how was she a leader?
Well, she was instructing devotees and she was managing the whole show. I mean, to say there was no leader, so she was managing, she was guiding. That's why she was a leader.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Jai Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Look, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes.
Very, very nice class, and you know, this class is of a different realm. You know, so much information, and you know, about that era and the Vaishnavas there and their mood, and it's so wonderful and enlightening. So, this my question is very basic about how is it that the form is made of sound, and you were mentioning that it was like 24 and 24 and a half, the Kama Gayatri.
Yeah. Actually, you see the point. In spiritual world, every deity has a sound. I mean, to say Krishna is Klim, or maybe Narsingdev is Shram. So these are all called Bija mantras. And then you have a Gayatri mantra, which is Kama Gayatri, which so the Bija mantra Klim represents Krishna's existence, the Sat part of it, but the Gayatri mantra, it represents the Ananda part, the Ananda, which is the whole form of Krishna in detail. So that is basically Kama Gayatri, which also starts with Bija mantra Klim. If people who initiated, they know Klim Krishnaya Govindaya. So, and then it goes ahead. So, what happened is, and that's why Vishnu Thakur was very, very disappointed. I mean, he was about to commit suicide because as he was chanting Kama Gayatri, the form of Lord will get revealed to him. His face, his chest, his nails, his toe, that's all weaved up. Every syllable of that mantra represents one part of the body of Krishna. And that's why Vishnu Thakur has written a book, Mantrarth Dipika, to actually explain how the body of Krishna is, how Kama Gayatri is actually Krishna's form. But why it is like that, that's a whole question. I mean, to say, just like Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna mantra is Krishna and Radha himself. It comes from spiritual word. The spiritual sound, God represents, God manifests his form in the form of spiritual sound, in form of Kama Gayatri, so that his form becomes, the beauty of his form becomes accessible to conditioned souls on this, or to souls on this, to souls in this material world. So any sadhakas who is pure in heart, and he chants Kama Gayatri, the form of the Lord will get revealed. So in the sense, God makes himself accessible to conditioned souls. I mean, it's not really grossly conditioned, but conditioned souls who are on this path, sincere souls, to make himself accessible, to make his beauty accessible. Otherwise, it's inaccessible. How do you access? So he manifests in form of a sound. Now if you ask me, how does he do that? That I don't know. How he manifests himself in form of a sound? I have no idea. I don't think so anybody have any idea of this kind of question. But all, I mean, to say Durga, Shiva, they all have their Gayatri mantras, which actually explains the form of the deity. And by the way, that's the function of Gayatri. The function of Gayatri is to reveal the form of the deity. The function of the Bija Mantra is to reveal the existence of the deity. That's the difference between Bija Mantra and Gayatri Mantra. So, of course, we chant Gayatri Mantra also, but our Gayatri Mantra is, we don't experience any form or anything like that because we are heavily conditioned. But people like Vishwanath, for them it's very important to know the exact syllables of the mantra, otherwise the whole beauty of Krishna will not be revealed. Some part will be left. But how does it happen? I don't have any idea. But it happens like that. I think that's your question, or what? I can. That's a maximum I can answer if that's a question.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very enlightening.
Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. So.
Prabhu, I just forgot to ask you one thing. You know, yeah, how we were saying. You know. Yeah, just one last thing about the Prasantaya text. You know how we were saying that the Bhagavatam is natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, and then I think you were also saying that the natural commentaries on both the Upanishads and the Gita. So
No. Actually, Bhagavatam is considered to be a natural commentary on Bhagavatam. So natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
Yeah.
And then Bhagavatam is considered as a super specialization of Bhagavad Gita. And I'm just saying Bhagavad Gita in details, in depth.
You said, wait, hold on.
And then.
You said the Bhagavatam, what's the relationship you said between Bhagavatam and Gita?
So Bhagavatam is considered to be a specialization on Gita.
Oh, specialization.
And then Srimad Bhagavatam is considered as the essence of Upanishads.
Okay.
But they said, you know, it's all, everything is complete in Bhagavatam, so where do you need Prasthantray?
Essence of Upanishads. When he says, so what does that mean to be the specialization on Gita?
Well, specialization means Srimad Bhagavatam expands the concepts of Bhagavad Gita in details. So it's basically not a commentary, because what a commentary does is commentary takes the same points and then explains them, what is there in the point. But Bhagavatam takes the points of Bhagavad Gita and then expands on it and brings new points. So Gita is included in Bhagavatam in that sense.
Uh-huh.
Specialization.
Yeah, and so when we say that the Upanishads is the essence, Bhagavatam is the essence.
Yeah, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence means Srimad Bhagavatam contains the essential concepts of Upanishads.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be the difference? Okay, when we say it's a natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra, how would you?
Yeah, I told you. When you say natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra, that means Srimad Bhagavatam explains the concepts which are mentioned in Vedanta Sutra. So Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't bring new concepts, or it doesn't actually capture the important concepts of Vedanta Sutra. It actually analyzes the concepts of Vedanta Sutra. That's a commentary. That means commentary. It analyzes the concepts of Vedanta Sutra.
Okay. All right, Prabhu. Thank you.
Yeah. So like that, or you can say like that. So let's say like that. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. That means Srimad Bhagavatam analyzes the concepts of Vedanta Sutra. So when you say commentary, that means analysis of concepts. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a specialization on Gita. So when you say specialization, that means expanding the concepts of Bhagavad Gita, expansion of those concepts, expansion on those concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, Srimad-Bhagavatam is the essence of Upanishad, that means you actually are choosing some concepts of Upanishad. So essence means you are choosing the main concepts of Upanishad.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, so anybody else want to ask anything? No. Okay, so I think I'll just
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. Is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji? Okay. So, Prabhu, I have one question. Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Prabhu, you are telling that the Gayatri Mantra that is the same one that we say people get when they get second initiation is the same Gayatri Mantra you are talking about?
Yeah. So the last one. The Kama Gayatri is the same one.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Jai.
Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you once again, Prabhu. Let's offer our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarobhyasya kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama ananta koti vaishnavrindi ki jai namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Srila Prabhupad ki jai His great Keshavananda Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.